everyone, and welcome back to Britain Under the Microscope, the Chinese New Year special. Hello, Alan.
Hello, everybody.
新年快乐。
新年快乐。
This is the sixth day of the Chinese New Year, and I guess a lot of people in China are already back at work or getting ready to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
But today, Alan and I are going to take you to a place where the New Year celebration just started or about to start.
Yeah, Lulu and I are here in London for the largest Chinese New Year celebration outside of Asia.
And you can probably hear the background. There's lots of people. We're lucky to get a place to stand.
Yeah, we're just around the corner from Trafalgar Square、
mm-hmm.
and very close to the Chinatown area here in central London.
So this is the Chinese New Year parade in London.
Mm-hmm.
是为庆祝中国新年大型的庆典游行就从特法拉加广场伦敦的中心开始 Does this happen every year?
Every year, and every single year it gets bigger and bigger.
I can tell, I attended this before、mm-hmm. and I would say this is a bigger turnout. I know that London has a big Chinatown, but is there a large community of Chinese people in London?
Actually, there's not that manyThere's around 120,000 Chinese people living in London.
120,000? That's not that many.
No, it's only about 1.5% of the population.
Wow, but I guess a lot of people who are not Chinese are also interested in the huge celebration.
Well, yeah, absolutely. We do have lots of people that come over from China as well.、
Mm.
They come to take part in the parade, and it is February.
I guess after Christmas and New Year, you pretty much have to wait till Easter.
Yeah, it's a long time during the winter to go up without some sort of celebration.
Mm. And like I said in some of the earlier episode, this year is the year of the pig. By the way, Alan, let me give you a quick test of the Chinese zodiac.
Oh, God. Let me try. This year is the year of the pig.
Mm-hmm.
Next year is the year of the rat. You also have ox...Tiger, rabbit, dragon, and...
Snake?
Snake, yep. Horse, sheep, and...、Oh.
Monkey.
Monkey. And there's one more, isn't there?
Oh, there are two more. Rooster and dog.
Okay.
And then we're back to pig again.
Yeah.
Do people in the UK actually know about Chinese zodiac, or have they at least heard of it?
Many people have heard of it, and a lot of people will know what their year is.
I guess it's one of those fun cultural bits that people just take in.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got a few questions for you, actually, today, Lulu.
Sure.
In Chinese, you say 过年, don't you?
Yeah.
What does that actually really mean, like passing the year?
Oh, that actually has a folklore attached、mm-hmm. to it.
Oh, right.
一个民间传说 There was this mythical beast called Nian, so this was a monster, and it would eat villagers, especially children. So the villagers were trying to do all these sorts of things to scare the Nian away.
Oh, that sounds a bit scary.
Oh, yeah, it was scary, but、mm-hmm. then the smart villagers, they learned to use the color red、
mm-hmm.
and also loud noises to scare the monster away.
So is that why you let off firecrackers?
Yeah, exactly. So firecrackers and、traditionally people like to wear red、mm-hmm. or very bright colors. They hand the red lanterns、
mm-hmm.
and all that.
Okay, oh, that sounds really interesting.I've lived in Beijing for quite a few years, but there's still a few things I don't really know.、
Mm-hmm.
For example, at the door, people put up a type of poster.
Oh, that's called Spring Festival Couplets. Couplets,、C-O-U-P-L-E-T-S.、
Mm-hmm.
春联或者对联, that is just like poems for good luck.
Okay.
And you also have pictures of door gods.And have you noticed that on many doors there is a character of Fu or fortune?
Oh, I know that one. That's the one you have to hang upside down.
Oh, some people、
it?
Do. You don't necessarily have to, but there is a tradition to say Fu Dao La.
Oh, okay. So fortune has arrived.
Yes, or fortune is upside down.
Okay.
They use the same sound.
And also I know that eating dumplings is a huge part of Chinese New Year as well.
I think that's only for northern China.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think people in the south, they have their own special food to celebrate the new year. But I've been in the north for too long, so for me, it's always dumplings.
Okay. So what other things do people do during Chinese New Year?
It's also very common for people to 拜年, or like visit each other or send New Year's greetings or blessings. And of course, red envelopes.
Oh, yes.
过年的红包. Have you received any red envelopes for Chinese New Year?
When I first came to China, I used to receive them in an actual red envelope.
Mm.
But now everyone sends them via WeChat.
Yeah. Did you receive any this year?
Yeah, I've received a few, but I'm never that lucky with them. I always get the lowest amount.
Well, hopefully you'll get better luck next year.
For us, we have special TV programs at Christmas and also New Year.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same in China as well?
I guess less so now, but traditionally, especially for older generation, for my parents' generation, they would always try to sit down and watch the CCTV New Year Gala, 春晚.
Okay, so what do people do in that gala?
It's a variety show, so songs or comic sketches or even magic.
Oh, yes, I remember. Yeah, I really like the magic.
Yeah, so the New Year Gala, I know every year people say that it's not very good or they would complain about it, but a lot of people would still do it just for tradition.
Yeah, that's pretty much the same as our sort of Christmas TV shows and things like that, Christmas specials.
Yeah, I guess especially for Chinese people who are not living in China,
mm-hmm.
or who had to spend Chinese New Year in another country, then watching New Year Gala would be the connection to home.
Yeah, oh, I know what that feels like. It's the same for me in Christmas.
Mm.
Also, quite a few people that I know, they talk about their 本命年. What does that actually mean?
Your 本命年 is your zodiac year of birth. So, for example, if you were born in the year of the pig, then every year of the pig would be your 本命年. That is kind of your unlucky year.
Your unlucky year.
Yeah. So you need to wear red things to mm-hmm. repel the bad luck. For example, many people wear red underwear.
Red underwear.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess you have to prepare many pairs mm-hmm. of red underwear. But some other people will just wear red charms.
Oh, I've seen those. The bracelets.
Like the bracelets. 一个小的吉祥物或者一个小的护身符 to guard against the bad luck.
Oh, listen, here they come. The parade's just coming past.
Ooh,
now.
Yeah. Oh, they have the dragon dance.
Yeah, they have dragon dancers. And look over there, they also have acrobats as well.
Oh, 还有杂技, acrobats, great. So these are all organized by the government or by some associations?
By associations, also by the support of the local government, mm-hmm. the local London government as well. As I say, it's a very big celebration here in London, and people really do like it.
I can see so many people taking pictures.
Mm.
It's nice to see that Chinese New Year is appreciated elsewhere.
Yeah, and after the parade, we can go and look at the stalls. They're selling handicrafts and also selling Chinese food as well.
Yum! Can't wait to try some of the Chinese food in London. And I heard later on they will also let off firecrackers and fireworks.
Yeah, they're going to have a big firework display later on.
Mm, fireworks 是焰火, and firecrackers 是鞭炮.
Yeah.
This is quite a special event, isn't it? I mean, the Chinese idea of 热闹, you can't really translate that into English.
No, 热闹 is a really hard word to translate. I can never translate it. The closest would be probably excitement
mm-hmm.
or sort of the buzz of the crowd.
Mm, the buzz. And you can really feel it here.
Yeah.
So let us finish off this episode because I can't wait to follow the crowd and also to check out the stalls. 最后在这里，露露和安兰再和大家拜个年。
恭贺发财。
Yeah, but that's Cantonese.
Oh, yeah, sorry. So
恭喜发财。
祝大家猪年万事如意。We will see you in the next episode. We are going to explore the Chinese community
mm-hmm.
in London. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.